This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. Good to see you. Good to have you here 10 years in. I think you all know that. Big announcement coming up really soon. And look, I believe this is going to release before October. And don't forget about Breaks for Breast, breaksforbreast.com. The biggest initiative that we could ever think about for the automotive aftermarket to help raise funds to find a vaccine for breast cancer. Get on my website, type in Breaks for Breast, listen to some of the most recent episode that we've done. And I'm telling you this, and why it's important is they're in clinical trials. I mean, this is a real thing that's going on out there. And this isn't a figment. It's been going on for 11 years of the research that's being done at the Cleveland Clinic. What happens, they've raised $2 million so far, and everyone has a really cool program for their customers where they get free breaks during the month of October, or you could do it all day long. I got Mark Bogdansky, the Vice President of Events at the Auto Care Association. We're going to talk about Apex, but first, thanks to our sponsors. Hey, you know the technician shortage is real, but NAPA Auto Care has a solution at no cost to members. The NAPA Auto Care Apprentice Program builds tomorrow's technicians through a 2-year, 9-stage curriculum. Learn more at member.napaautocare.com or talk to your NAPA representative today. Hey, did you know that NAPA Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. The Vice President of Events at Auto Care Association, man, I mean, that's a big title because you guys are always doing something for the industry.
Yeah, it changes, you know, every day. We stay busy every time we can.
Hey, Mark, what about this? We want to do this. I can't imagine. The really cool thing about Mark and I, we go back a long time. We've spent a lot of time together. And he's always looking how to make things better. And some of the things that I've heard about Apex of late sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. But what I have to say to the industry right now, and I started to say this many years ago, was if you earn your living in the automotive repair industry, in the independent automotive repair industry, then Apex is for you. I know SEMA's there, and SEMA's fun, and it's got a lot of cool bells and whistles, but the heavy-duty training, the kind of intimacy that you can get with your suppliers, with the manufacturers who make the products that you put on the vehicle, the equipment that you use to diagnose the vehicle, they're represented at Apex. And that's what makes Apex so damn important and appealing.
Yeah. And, you know, we've used that line that you gave us years ago. We've used that in a lot of our marketing. So it's a brilliant way of putting it. How important it is, no matter where you are in the ecosystem and the supply chain for the independent aftermarket, if you're part of it, you got to come to Apex. You say, I'm always going to make things better. I'm learning from you all these years. You know, every time I see you, you got new announcements, you got new things going on. It's been great to watch.
Thank you so much. And I really apologize for my opinionation on things.
You know, they tell me the same thing. Like, nobody has to worry about where they stand with me because I'm very honest and open about it. I feel the same way with you, Carm. I know if I'm going to ask you a question, I'm going to get the unfiltered truth, and that's what we need. So it's all good.
But what's really important when you offer an opinion to a friend or an industry leader is to look at their eyes and their face and their body language when you say these things. And every once in a while, I'd say, I think I got through to him, but I'm not sure. I never share that with anyone. It's always that internal feeling. Were you able to make any impact?
Absolutely. I will tell you, every time we have a conversation, whether it's at Apex or at other events we've been to or together, if we run into each other, I always take something out of our conversations. They're always good.
So listen, instead of talking about, and I would love to talk about the size of the industry so people really understand what they're a part of, what's new at Apex this year? Let's talk about this thing you call networking and fun.
We've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years trying to figure out the way to make Apex great in 5, 10, 15 years, not just this year, next year, whatever. And we spent a lot of time, you were actually part of that project, part of that interview process for us. We spent a lot of time going into that. And what we learned is that attendees, the buyers, want to come back to Apex every year, but they want to come back feeling that something is different and that they're actually going to have fun while they're able to do business. And so all of the changes that we're making now are focused around how do we make that attendee experience better? How do we make it an easier way for them to walk the floor? How do we make it so they have more fun? How do we make it so when they go back and their boss says to them, hey, what did you get out of it? They can easily say, I got all these things out of it. I got to go back next year. And now I don't want to come back in 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. I got to make sure that I'm in Vegas every year that first week in November. Like you said, go to SEMA also if you're into that. If you like seeing all the glitz and the glamour and the cars, hey, go over to SEMA on Friday. Have a good time. But you got to make sure you come to Apex every single year. And so the changes that we've made have all been directed towards that.
One of the changes that I heard, Joe's Garage is on the first level. And then if you go up, where all the manufacturers and you name the kind of company that supports the industry, didn't you say you were going to segment them?
Yeah. So as I've said, this is the biggest change that we've made to Apex since we moved the show from Chicago to Vegas about 40 years ago. So what we're doing now is the entire floor, second floor of Venetian, first floor of Venetian, and the Caesars Forum, every floor is completely segmented by these broad product categories, which means that companies, when they went to sign up for a booth this year, they had to select which section they wanted to be in. We've got an accessories and lighting section. We've got underhood. We've got tool and equipment. We've got diagnostic, you name it. It's about 15 categories, I'd say, 12 to 15 categories over the course of the three places. And what it does is it means that if I know that I want to go buy brake pads, I go to the section where they're going to have brake pads. And I don't have to walk the entire floor to figure out, does this company have, does that company have? So as a buyer, it makes my experience and my time at Apex that much more efficient. 3 days doesn't sound like a lot of time, right? When you start walking through a floor, but the floor is really big. You know how big it is. And people get tired. And so the more that I can do to make it efficient for people walking around, the better it is. And this is just one way of helping people kind of find their way through the floor. And the exhibitors are excited about it also. You know, all the manufacturers are excited because now it means that there are going to be people coming to their section who want what they have to sell, as opposed to just wandering around looking for something else.
Let me make a crazy assumption. HVAC or air conditioning specialist, or which I love to call today the thermal management specialist, right? Because we're going to heat pumps with EVs and everything.
You got all the fancy titles all the time, Carm. Every time I turn around, you got another fancy title.
Okay, so let me stop and give you a publication for the Rise of the Specialist, right? Okay. RemarkableResults.biz/rise. Get it, because all of those title changes are in that. And I need you to then write to me and tell me that you've implemented them or that you love this and it's going to be a part of what you start calling your people and letting the consumers know, hey, we're more of a profession than anybody really knows. And I think that's a big part of what Apex teaches you, not only from the networking side and all the education. We want to talk about all the classes that you're having, but I love the idea that if I can go to an HVAC section, and I'm assuming there may be one there, then I can go in there and I can speak my language from booth to booth to booth. And in my concentration level of learning, it's just boom. I don't have to say, okay, I wanted to go see Four Seasons now. Where do I go? It's right there.
Exactly. And that's exactly why this is so important.
It's a brilliant move.
You know, look, the buyers have been asking us to do it for a while. The exhibitors, the manufacturers, they were a little more apprehensive. But once they saw how it laid out, they were excited about it. They understand a better buying experience makes it that people want to come back more, spend more money. So everybody's very excited about it.
Okay. A quote for you. I'm going to skate where the puck is going to be. Who said that?
That it would be the great one. Our opening keynote speaker on Tuesday morning. We are bringing in number 99 himself, Wayne Gretzky. He will be doing a moderated conversation, a fireside chat, all about how to make your Hall of Fame. So it's not just about, you know, the talent and everything else. You know, he was obviously the greatest hockey player who ever lived, had tons and tons of talent. But it's also a matter of how do you see things? How much work are you putting into it? Are you working harder than everybody else? Are you doing the little things that other people aren't necessarily doing? And so his success is not just on the ice. He's had success pretty much in everything he's touched since. It's a lot like when we had Magic a few years ago. We had Magic Johnson. And, you know, people know him for being a basketball player, but he then starts talking about all these other business ventures, and you don't even realize how associated he was with that.
It was amazing to hear.
Exactly. And so Wayne Gretzky's got a lot of the same kind of background, a lot of the same story, not obviously the exact same makeup and everything, As great as Magic is, I don't think he's considered the best basketball player of all time by most people. There's no doubt that Gretzky is.
But he's articulate. He's fun.
Correct. And so is Wayne. And we're really looking forward to having him at the show this year talking about it.
All right. Behind the scenes, baby, take me there. You're in this room somewhere a year ago, right after Apex of last year. And you say, who are we going to have as a keynote this year? How'd you come up with this?
It's usually about 18 months before. So, you know, we're down to our final, let's say, two or three people that we're looking at now for 26. We have a group, you know, we meet Bill Hanvey, my CEO, Paul McCarthy, the CEO over at MEMA, along with a few other folks. We sit down and we say, okay, you know, who do we think would be good? You know, we had this kind of person, we have that kind of person. You know, we did Magic as a business person, a sports celebrity. Then we had an industry panel last year. We've had politics, we've had presidents. Who do we want to have next year? And we kick around ideas, and then I go talking to folks that I know in the Speaker Bureau circuit and figure out what's available and who's possible, and we go from there.
I love it. I mean, I think what you're telling me, and I think you're telling our listener, is you got to plan. You got to look forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will also tell you, honestly, that a big part of it is we have at AutoCare, we have an events committee that I work with that help guide us on a number of things. And every single meeting that I have with them, and I meet with them 3-4 times a year, I say to them, okay, guys, here's 5 minutes. Give me everybody you could potentially want to see for a keynote, just to hear ideas. Because you never know who somebody's going to throw out. That's actually how we got Magic Johnson. Somebody said, hey, I just heard Magic Johnson. He was phenomenal. You should look into him. And so we floated that internally and said, that sounds like a great idea. So we have, you know, a volunteer group also of industry folks who are throwing out names to us that we can get to. And look, some are possible, some are not, but that's how we do it.
Hey, you know, it's no secret the automotive industry is facing a technician shortage, but NAPA Auto Care has stepped up with a powerful solution, the NAPA Auto Care Apprentice Program. And the best part? It's completely free for members. This program was pioneered by shop owners Pete McNeil and master technician Jake Sorensen at McNeil's Auto Care in Sandy, Utah. They recognized that waiting for skilled technicians to appear wasn't an option, so they built a program to grow their own. By recruiting motivated individuals with the right passion and attitude and providing them with structured training, they proved that apprentices could become the next generation of skilled, certified technicians. The program features a comprehensive 9-stage curriculum with in-depth classroom videos, instructor-led NAPA Auto Tech classes, web-based courses, and hands-on training with a mentor. Apprentices move at their own pace, typically completing the program within 2 years. Graduates earn 4 ASE certifications, the G1, A4, A5, and air conditioning, and are officially registered with the Department of Labor as Journey Workers Automotive Technicians. And here's the business benefit. As apprentices gain skills, they generate billable hours, often boosting shop profits as early as stage 5. Plus, NAPA now offers a new apprentice toolkit developed with Carlisle Tools at an exclusive price, helping break down one of the biggest barriers for new technicians, the cost of tools. Together, NAPA Auto Care and your shop can tackle the technician shortage head on. Start now. Grow your own talent and build your bench for the future. Visit member.napaautocare.com or contact your NAPA representative today and get started with your apprentice program. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NAPATRAX was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NAPATRAX offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NAPA Trax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NAPATRAX, that's NAPATRACS.com. Let's talk about training, 75 different classes that you've got online between technology and business management. I haven't seen the full list, but it looks pretty damn powerful.
Well, it's even more powerful because you're part of it. You know, we're very excited about that. You're doing your class.
Oh my God. Oh, nice. Wow. I'll send that $20 to you for that.
We have a great lineup this year. It's classes, again, what we do is a little bit different than some other shows where we actually reach out and we say, okay, guys, we reach out to all of the trainers, coaches that we know. We say, please submit what you think would be the best thing for you to teach this year. They do a call. We do a call for submission. It goes to everybody we know. It goes to people that they know. We share it at every network we can. Once it all comes in, it all gets graded and selected by a group of shop owners, technicians, and service advisors. So it is really crowdsourced. So this way, the content that we're providing is content that our audience is telling us is applicable now and really important to have. And when we get done having that conversation, we always say, okay, what are we missing? Who else, you know, is there a speaker that we're missing? Is there a topic that we're missing? Are there topics that we would like to be able to address that nobody has addressed here? I'll give you an example. We're bringing in a new trainer this year. She has not taught at Apex. I don't believe she's taught anywhere in our industry yet. Her name is Margaret Light. And we found her because one of the people on our selection panel said, you know, I'm starting to see a real challenge I have with employees who suffer from addiction problems. I want to make sure, not that I, you know, I'm not going to sit them down and do, the whole thing where, you know, you have to get clean or anything, but I want to know how to work with them. I want to know how to do better with them. So that way, I'm just not kicking them to the curb. I'm not forcing them to do anything. I want to make sure that we're treating them correctly. How do I work with them? Well, we did a little bit of research, came back and said, hey, there's this woman, Margaret Light, who's going to actually, she has a class for automotive dealing with addicts who work for you. Fantastic. Talk to her. We're bringing her in. She's going to teach the class. Your buddy, Rick White, great guy. Love Rick. He says to me, hey, I got a brand new class I think would be good. I said, what is it? He said, how to work with your spouse. Well, I got to tell you, Carmen, we had this selection panel, and the selection panel is made up of people that work with their spouse, people that won't let their spouse come anywhere near the facility, male or female, it doesn't matter which side they're on, people that are divorced but still work with their spouse in the shop. You know, it's, but it's, everybody went, oh my God, that's a great class.
It's a great class.
So, you know, it's a matter of finding the classes that our panel and our folks really think are going to hit. And we're really excited about that and how we do it. And then on top of the ones that we pick, you know, NAPA Auto Care, new this year, is going to be coming in and doing a whole lot of training, which we're really excited about. This is the first year they're going to be participating. And we also have Worldpac coming back this year to do a lot of their training, which we're also very excited about. So we have great training all over the place.
Sounds super exciting. Two things. Margaret Light. We know Margaret Light here at the Aftermarket Radio Network. She has come on to a lot of Matt Fonslow's episodes together. And yeah, I think when Matt came up with the idea to bring Margaret on and talk about addiction and the conflicts that happen, he was so spot on. Why? He lives in the Bays. He knows what the real world is like. And, you know, he's a family man and he's well known in the industry. So he hears a lot of that stuff. So brilliant move to bring in Margaret. And the wife stuff, the husband and wife, we've done episodes on it, and it is so interesting to observe the husbands and the wives that I actually do interview or that I meet in places. They each bring something unique and different to their business, but they have to know their boundaries, and I think that's one of the keys.
I would imagine so. I'm not teaching the class. I'm going to leave that to Rick. But no, I think you're right, and we're excited about all the different kinds of classes we have this year. I think we have a very good wide range, plus all the technical training and all of the great trainers that we normally get, all the great coaches that we have. We're really excited. The other thing I will mention is we're also, this year, we're launching a Meet the Trainer piece. So everybody who is teaching a class at Apex, we are asking them to come in and spend a half an hour in an area. It's almost like when your professor in college had office hours where they'd say, hey, I'm going to be there from Monday from 1 to 1:30. Doors open. If you have any questions, come on, talk to me. Well, we're doing that now with all of our trainers where they're all signing up. We're going to be able to promote that. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to go to the class. You just have to show up. Hey, Carm, my name is Mark. I got a question for you about something I heard, something, an idea I had, or can you help me with my shop or whatever it is?
It's a meet and greet.
It's a meet and greet for all the different trainers, which we're really excited about.
It's a brilliant idea. I love it. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention AAPEXshow.com.
Thank you. ApexShow.com. Absolutely.
ApexShow.com. You're excited about all the things that Mark is talking about. So how the hell do I get there?
Exactly. Come on, register and come out to Vegas. Say hello to me. Say hello to Carm. But we have so many other new things going on this year. Every year we're doing something new. I've got probably a dozen new things. We don't even have time to go over all of them.
Well, give me a couple.
Our Tuesday night reception that we've had the last couple of years, completely reimagined. It's now called Beers and Gears. We're going to have a lot of fun giveaways there. There's going to be some fun things to do there as well. We're giving away our service awards there this year. We're really excited about that. We're bringing food trucks onto our floor.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, we're bringing food trucks out right behind Joe's Garage, actually, on level one, right behind Joe's Garage. We're going to have, I don't know exactly, the marketing folks are in the process of naming it. I think the last thing I heard was Apex Drive-Thru, but I think they're working on something else. But it's going to be food trucks right in the show floor. So this way, if you want to get a bite to eat, you don't have to go an hour and a half off the show floor by the time you walk somewhere, wait to get food, bring it back, whatever. But again, right there for you. You know, we have a student competition this year. We're bringing in 8 teams of Votech students where we're going to bring them in. We want them to disassemble and reassemble a Chevy 350 engine. No power tools, all hand tools. We've got a bunch of great celebrity judges. We're doing that Wednesday morning in Joe's Garage. You'll be able to be right there, Carm. You'll see it here. It'll be great. We just have, you know, we're bringing in a few hundred Clark County automotive students on Thursday so they can learn more about the industry that they want to get into. And we've done a lot of vetting. I know a couple of years ago, we brought some in and there were some questions about what they were going to do in the industry. These are kids who are coming into the automotive industry after high school and after Votech school. So we're going to be bringing in, you know, somewhere between 200 and 400 kids on Thursday to walk the floor and learn more about the industry. We just have a lot constantly going on to try to keep it up to date, try to make people excited about coming back, give them new things. And we're really excited about it.
Always something to do. Kudos to the whole education and the student thing. I just want to share one thing with you about my commitment to the young people and this entire technician shortage that call it a talent shortage. I think that's one of the things that you like to call it. Average age of the technician is 40 plus. So if we're not involved in the young people, apprenticing, high school, college, and if we're not out there, I got to tell you a quick 1-minute story visiting these automotive schools where all the skilled trades are. In New York State here, we have these centers that the kids get, if you will, bussed to. I visited a lot last year. I spoke to the principal and I said, you know, this is a skilled trade center, but it's really an essential skilled trade. I told him, I says, you better start changing it to say the word essential because the parents need to hear this and need to know this. My son's going to automotive. Oh, that's nice. You know, no, come on. And then just this past week, what hit me hard, Mark, and I'm going to share a new bit of language with you. We call it essential skilled trades. And I want to change the word from trade to occupation. Because if you think about a skilled occupation, I'm not in a skilled trade. I'm in a skilled occupation. And I've gone to school for it. And I've learned it. And I've apprenticed for it. And the word occupation to me means I can maybe get married, find a spouse, have kids, have a home. An occupation means I earn a living at this.
Yeah, it's your career.
Yes. Anyway, toss that out. When I get an idea going in my brain, it just keeps cycling up until I at least repeat it 20 times.
No, absolutely. One of the things that we have really committed Apex to doing is working on that talent gap, the shortage right there. And so,
oh my God, it's amazing. I want our people who listen to understand there's 291 million vehicles out there that you have an opportunity or a luxury to work on. It's getting old.
Only getting older, right? It's up to, I think, 12.8 is the average age of the vehicle. They're only getting older. These days, with everything going on, people are willing to keep their cars a little bit longer, figure out how to, you know, pay to keep their car on the road rather than getting a new one so quickly. It's great for our industry as long as we can make sure that we are filling the gaps necessary for the talent and making sure that we can do everything we need to do as far as getting the parts to where they need to be at the right time, at the right place and everything.
We are all living in the world of technology, and let's call it a technology shift, Mark. It looks to me like you're keeping a close eye on it with a lot of the training classes that you're offering, but with ADAS, EVs, and all that we need to learn in the continuing education thing, you're nailing it.
Well, thanks. I think you're right. And technology, and I think that goes hand in hand with some of the talent shortage. And honestly, part of what you were talking about before, where parents may think on going into automotive, they still have the same picture of, you know, the oil stained mechanic uniform and the whatever. And now you think about it, and somebody working on a car is more likely to have a computer and or a computerized scan tool and a computer in their hand looking up stuff than they will have in, you know, a wrench or anything else. And that's one of the things that we're trying to impress upon kids and parents, like you said, and everybody else, is this is a career that is you can get B, if you're into technology, this could be a really great career for you and things like that.
Okay. You have a thing called technology stages. Here's a stage, here's the list, and you can go there and take a quick EV innovations and ADAS advancements and stuff like that. But what I want to do is I want to change people's minds. Is, well, I'm going to sit in the audience and I'm going to listen to a pontificator up there, you know, the sage on the stage thing. But I want you to think of it like this, the lunch and learn. How we in our world will say, hey, who's going to go out for lunch? Because we're all going to sit and watch on the screen in the lunchroom, you know, this hour training session. That's kind of what your stages are.
They absolutely are. And in fact, it's funny you say that because the other stage that we're in the process of finalizing right now is going to be one panel a day, specifically for shop owners about a specific issue. Grab your lunch, come and listen and learn. One of the topics is, you know, we, again, talked to a whole panel of shop owners and I said, okay, guys, what would you like to listen to other people talk about? And someone said, you know, we're always talking about raising the car count. Well, forget raising the car count. Can we talk about maximizing the cars that are in our shops already? How do we maximize, you know, the work that gets done and the money that gets made out of the cars that are coming in instead of always looking for that next car to come into our shop? Great. Again, like you said, Lunch and Learn is going to be a 45-minute, hour-long panel conversation where you grab lunch, sit down, listen, ask questions. It's going to be interactive. We want people to participate. Hey, do you do something that we're not talking about? You know, and something just like that. And you're 100% right. The whole idea is you come, you listen. Almost all of the sessions are semi-interactive. You know, they might have a presentation, but they want questions. They want comments. They want feedback. Whether you're on our EV stage, whether you're at the ADAS stage, and we're trying to teach as much as we can about the latest in ADAS, aside from the training classes. And then we have transmission classes this year that'll be taking place on our stages. All of them are going to be interactive, and we're trying to make it so people want to come listen and hear what's going on.
How big's your staff?
We have a staff here of a couple people at AutoCare. There's a couple people over at MEMA, and then we have a show management company that is very well staffed that does a lot of the stuff. We have a marketing company and the whole deal.
Man, you're busy. I don't know how you pull all this thing together. Let's go back to the shop owner panels. It's very much like my mastermind that I'm going to do, where people sign up, their owners, and then we find out what they want to talk about, and then we spend a few hours hashing out each individual topic. Maybe not like a panel would do in a limited time, but a little longer. So if you're going to go and you want to do an intimate, you know, 20, 25 shop owners in a room with the topics that you want to talk about, you pick to talk about, sign up for my mastermind.
Which I will tell you, by the way, we had several people say to us, you got to make sure you put Carm's class on your schedule.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Look at it. One final thought out of me about Apex is I am out trying to remove the word training from our language. Even though I know that Apex is a big training event, I think the word training needs to be changed to education. And what Apex is a continuing educational thing or process that we all need to go through from every position in our industry, from CEO right down to customer service rep. We cannot stop wanting to constantly learn. And when I speak to the words continuing education, it is the commitment that we need to make in our industry. It's not our grandpa's Oldsmobile anymore, where there's a half a dozen things we need to know. Now there's thousands of things we need to know, and they're constantly changing. So what you're doing at Apex this year with all the different training, with all the different events that will make this continuing education at Apex fun, but also if you come back without a Swiss cheese brain, then it's your fault.
As I say, you know, people say to me, what's the one thing that I would say to people going in and how to prepare for Apex? Because it is big and there's a lot going on. I say prep as much as you can, but don't plan on every single minute of every single hour that you're there, because there are going to be things there that you want to do that you don't get a chance to actually plan for, and you got to be able to happen upon them, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a product you want to see, whether it's a class you want to take, whatever it is, because you will come back and your head will feel like Swiss cheese because you just got pounded from all sides. Prepare, get yourself ready, but then leave a little time to be able to explore things you didn't know were going to be there already.
That's a great wrap up right there. AAPEXshow.com. I'm going to be there. Mark's going to be there. We'd love to see you there. Maybe this is the year you need to be there. And if not, and you haven't been to Apex in a couple of years, get your butt down there. You could watch the Wizard of Oz on the Sphere.
I believe that is playing there. Yes, I think the Eagles are playing there again also while we're there.
Oh, come on. It's been like 10 years since I've seen the Eagles.
You got to go check them out then. Carm, this is great.
Ooh, see, I just drew a blank. I have to plan it. I got to get Tracy to plan it. All right. Hey, Mark. Mark Bogdansky, the vice president of events at AutoCare, which owns Apex jointly with MEMA, the aftermarket suppliers. Thanks for all the work that you're doing to make this another great event coming up here November 4th, 5th, and 6th, Las Vegas.
Thank you, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.